Welcome back inside the cave. Ian Wentz and Andrew Morton here with you on a Friday, Veterans Day, the 11th of November. Don't forget, Thank a Vet is out front. Our annual donation drive to help local vets. 100% of the donation goes to vets in Lenawee County through the Dire Need Fund. We just help facilitate that and take in donations. People will be out front all day till 6 o'clock tonight taking donations. You can also pledge your donation by calling 263-1039. Now time to talk some Adrian College Bulldog hockey, and I can't think of anyone better to talk some Bulldog hockey than one of the best to ever do it on the ice. A pretty darn good coach, too. It's Sean Skelly with the Adrian College women's hockey team. Welcome in studio. I'm glad you guys are back home.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I think I got lost walking in here. I think it's been, probably a year and a half or something pretty crazy since everything's been on the phone. So, yeah, pleasure to be back in studio for sure.
Hot start might be an understatement. You girls hit the ground running. Sophie's given up a goal, and it sounds like Carmen Anderson is putting plenty in for you.
Yeah, it's been a great first couple weeks for us. Pretty pleased with how our play has gone over the first four games, and had a tough test in Oswego the first weekend. And yeah, so Sophie's been phenomenal, to say the least. The only goal she gave up was a penalty shot. She's been fantastic. We've had plenty of penalties. We got to clean that up for sure. But she's been the best PKer of all. And then throughout it, when we're 5-on-5, she's been dynamite.
I think that's you don't want to take the penalties, and if they are or not, you got to fight through it. Every time you get penalized, it's, no, that wasn't me. Well, even if it was or if it wasn't, they can call holding on every play in football. It can be that type of game. And I think that's a great way to test Sophie. Hey, we're down. It seems like we're playing against the team and the officials. It's all on you. And it sounds like she's really embraced that role. Do you think she's, taken some of the maybe leadership qualities of Denisa in her time here?
Yeah, she sat in the weeds for a few years now, so this is, I guess you could say, her time to shine. And being the upperclassman, senior goaltender, I think she's learned a lot over the last couple of years, and she's excited at the opportunity to be our starting goaltender. And obviously, there's no better way to start the season than 4-0 and with three donuts on the card.
Yeah. Three straight, including a 5-0, 4-0, and a 1-0 shutout, two on the road and a couple at home.
And she played all those minutes, right? Or at least that's why it says in the stats. She's played the entire game for all four of those games so far.
Yeah, nobody else has stepped in the net. So, yeah, it's been all her, and we're excited. We got to get her, I think it's just under 27 more minutes. For her to potentially break a school consecutive shutout record. So I'm going to knock on wood because we're always going to do that when you say the word shutout. So, we got to get a period in 7 minutes, hopefully this weekend, and get her something that's well-deserved.
Yeah, and that just, speaks to, obviously, the program, the depth you guys have developed, and, you had Sophie, she played pretty good minutes last year.
Yep.
In the season where I think she needed to, where, and I kind of get the COVID year and after mixed up, when Denisa was going through stuff, being an international student athlete, and Sophie stepped up last year too.
Yeah. I think she got in 15 games or something, which was quite a bit last year. And, I don't know. I think her record was 11-3 or something. So, she was really good. I think there'll be a learning curve for her. She got some of the big-time matchups last year on the road against Norwich and Elmira, and she's excited to see that on the schedule here in a couple weeks. So, I love the confidence she has in the net right now, and we just hopefully have that continue, and I think our team would be in a really good shape if that happens.
Talking to the head hockey coach for the NCAA D3 women's hockey team at Adrian College. 4-0, I can't imagine you'd be any happier than you are right now. Like, just it just, you know, you guys seem focused and, you know, determined based on, you know, last year sucked how that thing ended.
Yeah.
And I think it stuck with your team.
Yeah, I think that was our focus at the end of this year, end of the year before the seniors graduated and into the summer and the start of preseason was, you know, whatever happened last year, we got to harp on it, we got to think about it, and we got to get better from it, and let's not put ourselves in that situation again. So everybody's been focused on and off the ice. I think they did a really good job in the offseason coming in shape, and new assistant coach Trevor Coikendall's really done an awesome job with our off-ice program and really diving into getting them even more in shape than maybe they were before. And I think it's been great to see the buy-in from the group for sure.
Looking at the matchup this weekend, you have a couple against Marion. Looking at the history, they haven't played at the Arrington since 2019. You've had to go to their place a couple times. That's got to be nice to get them at home and a team you've had just looks like a lot of fun against in the team's history. I won't say the record, but it's been pretty smooth sailing.
Yeah, I think at the end of the day, we have to just do our job, regardless of what that previous record is. Yeah, I know it's definitely heavy in Adrian's favor, but you know, at the end of the day, we got to take it one game at a time, and we got to figure out our 60-minute game. And I think we're close. Like, even though we're 4-0, as a coach, there's things to get better at. We got to obviously clean up the penalties, whether, you know, you get a very average ref that's calling everything, or sure, we're just, you know, creating those penalties ourselves by, you know, maybe being lazy or whatever. You know, we're excited at the opportunity to get conference play underway again, and we have a regular season title to you know, hold. We got that last year, even though we lost in the playoffs. You know, we want to continue to do that because it gives us home ice in the playoffs. So every conference game is very, very important.
So looking at Marion, they're 0-1-1 right now. I mean, is there anybody that stands out for them to you and that you guys kind of game plan around or to?
Yeah, there's not really that one single person that you would look at their lineup and say, hey, we gotta for sure cover this person. I think their goaltender has been someone that, you know, consistently gets a ton of pucks, and we've had, I think, in the past games where, you know, we've had 7-0 wins, and then all of a sudden you come back the next night and we're struggling to get a 2-1 win. So we got to make sure we're consistent. I think if we can just continue our forecheck and hound pucks and create turnovers, I think we'll have a fun weekend. But if we want to stem away from that, you know, it might be a tight ball game.
So when I was looking through the schedule and I went to your homepage, seems like a pretty fun event. Is that day two on Sunday?
Actually, it's Saturday night.
Saturday, okay.
Yep, Saturday night. Big event for us.
There it is right there.
Yeah, pucks and paws. So Jessica Anderson and Zoe Lori streamlined this little benefit game for our Lenawee County Humane Society. So we're looking for all the fans, their family, friends, whoever's going to show up 7:30 puck drop. There's going to be an opportunity to bring some donations, whether that's dog toys, cat toys, leashes, food, anything you can think of that can benefit any of the animals at the shelter in town. A couple of the workers from the Humane Society will be doing a ceremonial puck drop at the beginning of the game. We're going to have a raffle table that some of the companies in town have given some gift certificates, some gift baskets. We'll have a chuck-a-puck that all the proceeds are going to go towards the Humane Society. Again, similar to what you were saying at the beginning, where they have the vets outside looking for donations. There's okay. Not a dollar that's going to our team. It's all going right to the Humane Society. Anything we can do to try to help our local animals, that's for sure.
And that's Saturday night, 7:30. Get there early, of course, and drop off your donation. And then you play Marion again on Sunday, 1 o'clock puck drop. We'll have your road test at Trine the 19th. Hopefully there's room on the bus for me. You guys can take me down there, and
There's always room on the bus for you, buddy. There's always room on the bus for you.
Awesome. Yeah, I can't wait to get the cave season kicked off. It's not as busy as I was hoping, but, you know, we do what we can. I always block off time in the playoffs for you, kind of pencil Adrian College in, and that's pretty much a given. So.
Yeah, no, anything's great. I think you guys do a great job, and a little bit of coverage here or there is better than nothing. That's for sure.
Well, I got a text from Krug. I think he's out back, or maybe he's out in the hallway. I don't know. I didn't see him.
We'll find him.
His time is quickly approaching. And our time is quickly done. Sean, it's good to see you. You've had some fun life events with a couple little ones running around the house now. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's busy time in Skelly household. But, excited every day to, continue to grow as a father. And obviously, as a coach, I deal with, lots of kids these days, which is always an interesting feat. Adam obviously knows that from his three, and it's an awesome experience, that's for sure.
Well, Coach, thanks again. 7:30 tomorrow night, 1:00 on Sunday against Marion for the Lady Bulldogs, and we'll take a break. Coming up, we'll talk about the men's program with their head coach Adam Krug. Be right back. I'm Ian, that's Andrew. You are Inside the Cave.